Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Woo! What a crowd we have here. And let me tell you, it smells good in here. So you want some breakfast, you come out. The smell alone, I want to eat everything on the menu. Joining us at 7:05, Cal Thomas is with us. At 7:15, we're going to talk to Ed Gillespie. At 7:35, it's Tim Hugo. 7:45, Larry Michael. At 8:15, Senator Jill Vogel. And at 8:35, Virginia Governor George Allen. So we have a packed roster. You should come down, have breakfast, and take part in the show, right, Vince?
Yeah, please. And by the way, this is, you know, we're talking Virginia politics, which is why we're at a Virginia diner. And I'm happy to welcome two guests now, but we'll start with Mallory Quigley from the Susan B. Anthony list. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Frank Cannon from the American Principles Project. And Frank, I want to start with you here because there's an interesting race going on in the 13th district. It's a delegate race between Bob Marshall and Danica Rome. Danica, a transgender candidate, and it's created a lot of interesting dynamics in that race. What's the latest as you watch it?
Well, it looks like it's going to be a very close race, and that's because of the enormous amount of money that's come into Danica from outside the state and from the LGBTQ MNOP.
You had that mostly right. I'm impressed.
Well, that's because you helped me beforehand.
I did. I was coaching him.
It's L.
But in all seriousness, this is a race that features identity politics at its worst, in the sense that Danica wants the benefit of her identity fueling her campaign, but doesn't want to face up to the policy consequences of the gender ideology that she supports.
Yeah, so she's running as the Democrat. When we had Danica in studio, we talked about issues, and transgender didn't come up unless we brought it up. So Danica trying to stray away from talking about that on the campaign trail.
Yeah, it's like pretending that the national gay community is really most concerned about Route 29 and traffic. And that's certainly not the case. This is a important race for them for its symbolic value.
So it's kind of an odd dynamic, as you've brought up. Let me ask, do you think it's going to work for her because money can come in from out of state who are going to support her because of her transgender position, mm-hmm. right? But at the same time, so that's a plus, but at the same time, there's a backlash against identity politics. So do you think this works for her or against her ultimately?
Well, we're working at the American Principles Project to make sure that ultimately it works against the policies that she represents. Virginia parents of all stripes, particularly in that district, are very much against the idea of pressing transgenderism on children. They really hate the idea of teaching it in schools to young kids. And Dana on your station talked about how she wants it taught age appropriately. How do you teach a child who's young, who's a boy, that he may in fact be a girl or feel like a girl or want to be a girl, or has never thought about that? And then you introduce this concept and you confuse him. It's a terrible idea. And 30% of Democrats in that district hate the idea of teaching it. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah, with about 40 seconds to go here, tell us about what the American Principles Project is doing in the 13th District of Virginia. What are your activities here?
Well, we're making sure that voters, and it's Democratic and independent voters that we're targeting, understand what the policy implications are for the election of Danica. And that is pressing on kids this transgender ideology, and also pushing the integration of locker rooms and shower facilities with people of the opposite sex. Parents hate that.
All right. We're talking to Frank Cannon and Mallory Quigley from Susan B. Anthony List. We're going to cover some of the pro-life issues as well here in a moment. Stay tuned. More from the Metro 29 Diner straight ahead here on Mornings on the Mall, 642 now on WMAL.
NextEra Energy is America's third largest capital investor in infrastructure, and they're paving the way.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.